The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, just visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. We know extremist websites apparently had the power to radicalize the Tsarnaev brothers in Boston, but those three 15-year-old schoolgirls from East London who jumped on a plane to Syria to join ISIS.
You're a baby, and we just want you home.
What happened there? More after this from Charlie. The British Parliament's Home Affairs Committee heard testimony from relatives of the three schoolgirls who, to the complete surprise of their parents, were successfully recruited online to join ISIS in Syria.
Did you have any inkling whatsoever that your family members had been radicalised?
Not at all. My sister was into any normal teenage thing. She used to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians and stuff like that.
It turns out police knew that one of the girls' friends had run off to Syria 6 months before, and London's police chief apologized for not alerting other families. But the department's head of counterterrorism says the police can only do so much.
If parents can't see changes in behavior, I think it's very hard to expect the police, who are doing an investigation, to spot these signs.
Of course.
Which, as CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports, leaves one lingering question.
22 young girls have left home to run away and join ISIS in Syria in this year alone. Very few people understand what the draw is, what it is that makes them get on that plane.
But teenagers have always done dumb things, right? The difference now is that social media makes them recruiting bait, not just for the bad guys in the neighborhood, but the bad guys anywhere in the world. That's what social media is about. Freedom. No gatekeepers. No six-second delay. No editor to screen out the zealots or the perverts. Every kid today knows not to get into a car with a stranger. But now, the strangers can just log on and become friends. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.